A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It was very early on the first day of the week, and still dark, when Mary of Magdala came to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been moved away from the tomb, and came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb," she said, "and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter set out with the other disciple to go to the tomb. They ran together, but the other disciple, running faster than Peter, reached the tomb first. He bent down and saw the linen cloths lying on the ground, but did not go in. Simon Peter, who was following, now came up, went right into the tomb, and saw the linen cloths on the ground, and also the cloth that had been over his head. This was not with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in. He saw and believed. Till this moment they had failed to understand the teaching of Scripture that he must rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Mary of Magdala is not just one woman. She represents four women in the Old Testament in this John's account of the resurrection. In our proclamation for this day of resurrection, we meet two of the four women. Mary Magdalene represents that very first Mary in the Scriptures, Miriam, the sister of Moses, the young woman who stood on the dangerous banks of the Nile, keeping watch over the basket which held her baby brother. Was that waterproofed basket going to be the ark, carrying baby Moses to a new beginning? Or was it to be his coffin, claimed by either crocodile, hippopotamus, or passing jackal or hyena? Miriam stood steadfast in that place of uncertainty and watched the basket become an ark, bringing the child Moses to the feet of a compassionate princess. Miriam is also quick on her feet to bring the child back to his mother, now paid to be wet nurse to the new prince of Egypt. It is no wonder that the Jewish faith sometimes titles Miriam the Saviour of the Saviour. In total uncertainty, she stood steadfast, watching and waiting. Mary Magdalene too is the beloved in the Song of Songs. In that great love poem, the beloved awakes, her room empty of the presence of her love. She runs through the streets wailing and bothers the guards of the city. "Have you seen him? Where is he whom my soul loves?" For her relentless madness and longing, she is knocked around by the guards. "Crazy lady, go away!" Eventually exhausted, she returns to the place of her loss and there finds her beloved, who had never left her. Later, Mary Magdalene would find her Lord exactly where she thought she had lost him, at the tomb. The tomb which was no more permanent than the basket which held Moses until a new life could start for him. The resurrection of the Lord is a call to remain steady in those empty places of our lives, the uncertainties, the losses. For we try so many things, running away to distractions or distracting others, madly complaining of our loss, apprehensive that any new thing is possible for us, our society, or our world. It is in the very midst of that uncertainty that Mary Magdalene would be found by the Lord and drawn into a new relationship with him. As the text reaches into the other days of our Easter celebration, Mary will move from seeking and longing to witness and proclamation. In the Gospel of John, she is the first person to be sent by the Lord to witness to his rising. Up to that point, Jesus is the only apostle sent by God out of love for the world. Now Mary Magdalene is sent by the world's Redeemer to witness of his risen life to those who are no longer servants or even friends. They are brothers. When we follow the example of Miriam, wrapped up in Mary Magdalene, when we follow the conclusion of the unnamed beloved's quest to where she experienced loss, also wrapped up in Mary Magdalene, the risen Lord finds us and invites us into a new relationship of witness and proclamation, belonging to him with a greater intimacy and certainty than any experience of human love and union. The men ran and hid. Mary, following the footsteps of so many women in Scripture, stayed and was found. The Lord will find us, even in the emptiness of our current situation, even in the uncertainty and fear which the piecemeal Third World War, as Pope Francis describes it, causes in us. The horror of our growing responsibility for global environmental degradation, the siloing of nations focused on self-interest and denying a common cause with others, the ongoing impoverishment of people and presence of hunger, which in our world only arises from selfishness and the greed of acquisition at all cost. Staying in those places, hearts shattered by loss and grief, the Lord finds us as he found Mary, gives us new hope to witness and proclaim. And like those men, the 12 who ran, mostly away, even coming to understand what rising from the dead means. Amen.